This is Leo for KTWH, Two Harbors Community Radio. On this midweek, mid-July week, we've got in the studio Leo and on the phone from, I guess, from Rocky Wall Road, perhaps, up
That's correct.
In Silver Bay, Nelson French. Welcome to the show, Nelson.
Hey, good afternoon, Leo. How are you doing?
Doing very well. And it was last year that I first encountered what that Rocky Wall meant. It's a beautiful country you have up there. And you have a neighborhood of people have gotten together the last few years to create wonderful cultural programming under the nonprofit Rocky Wall Productions. You want to remind us again, Nelson, how this got started and how it works?
Sure, yeah. You know, about 8 years ago, a couple of us started inviting musician friends up, because we have a number of musician friends, up to Rocky Wall to do house concerts. I think we started in 2015 and had maybe 8 to 10 concerts over the years through 2020. And one night, I don't know what it was. I think we may have had a drink or two, who knows. But we got the idea that, hey, you know, we're really enjoying this music, but we could share this with the community. And it occurred as part of the, you know, efforts, both David Drown, who's now the Silver Bay Economic Development Director, and myself, who I'm now the chair of the Economic Development Authority. We began to think that maybe we could share music with the community and do something really positive for Silver Bay that people would enjoy and that would help with economic development, as well as just feeling that we've got a culturally diverse and entertaining community that we're living in. And so we started Rocky Wall Productions. Just as a refresher, in 2021, we did 5 concerts and had attracted about 1,500 people to downtown Silver Bay. In 2022, we did 8 concerts and attracted about 2,750 folks to those shows. This year, our goal is to try to bring 4,000 people downtown. So it's not focused solely on economic development, but there's a spin there that this is part of a healthy community, having good music, and in this case, doing outdoor music in City Center Park, which was not City Center Park when we started doing this, but it will likely yes. become that in the future.
I wanted a status report, because a lot of people had to get to know the term City Center Park, because I had a number of people to ask me, wait a second, I drive right up in the town and there's a park? Well, there's some grass there. And I said, well, you're getting close.
well, it's funny you should mention that. And again, I'll put my EDA hat on here. Actually, next Tuesday night, on February 25th, there's going to be an open town meeting in Silver Bay to talk about conceptual opportunities for conceptual design of making a downtown Silver Bay. A year ago, or in May of 2022, we invited the Minnesota Design Team to town. They came, and over 200 citizens attended 3 days of public meetings and engagement, to whereby the design team extracted ideas about what people wanted the future of downtown to look like. And so the last year, the EDA and the city council and a city planner have been working on developing various concepts and scenarios based upon what the people suggested they wanted to see. So we're coming back to people on Tuesday night, the 25th, at 6:30 p.m. at Reunion Hall, to have a discussion with the community. And it's quite likely that a City Center Park concept may emerge as something that people want to see developed downtown. That's my sidebar. But
yeah.
The music is what we're here to talk about.
Right. And if that comes to pass, it will probably be, I'm sorry to use the word, I slipped it in on our pre-interview, a synergy of an effect coming out of people getting used to seeing beautiful Friday nights with fantastic music in the park and realizing the different values and uses of public space. And yeah, you may have planted seeds, is all I'm saying.
Well, and the seeds were there a little bit, because that's where the Bay Days
celebration, yes,
which has been going on for decades, has been held. But that's been a one and done kind of thing. You know, it's an intense weekend and then it comes and goes.
Right.
This is showing that we can have a regular recurring series of events. And again, as we did this, we decided to do the shows after Bay Days. So this year we're doing 8 consecutive Friday nights after the Bay Days event. That just also happens to match up with the time of year that the bugs start to drop off. So we wanted to do the outdoor music concerts as the bugs began to winnow out. And we figured that doing it in June might not be so much fun.
Yeah, and of course, every half a mile further away from the lake you are, bug amplitude goes up. So you're pretty close to the lake, right, Nelson. You probably have a pretty favorable setting bug-wise. Yeah. If you did it in the heart of the woods where I live, I tell you, people would be very antsy, even if the music was great. Right. You started off with some terrific music for the second year in a row with Charlie Parr last Friday.
Yes. Yeah, I was going to say that. So this year we did start with Charlie, who was our season opener last year, and we had about 800 people last year. The count this year was we attracted 1,000 people downtown for the Charlie Parr concert, and Charlie is loving Silver Bay. He loves opening this concert series, and my guess is he will likely do it again.
Yeah.
He's a very popular performer here, and he had a wonderful night last Friday night, as did all of the attendees. And this year, it's beginning to catch because we had three food trucks or food vendors there, and we have a number of craft vendors who are showing up and just making it kind of a fun evening. People start showing up about 5:30 or 6 in the evening with their lawn chairs and their blankets, and they set them out, and sound check is just completed, and then people eat their dinners, schmooze a little bit, and then the show starts at 7:30. And boy, what a beautiful Friday night we had last Friday night. And we're very thrilled that Charlie is loving Silver Bay so much. And it's in large part his connection with our tremendous sound production person, Jerry Levine. Jerry lives in Silver Bay, and Jerry is the master landscape. James Loney called him an acoustic landscaper last year.
Wow.
So Jerry is our professional acoustic landscape. He knows a number of these musicians that we're bringing into town. So Jerry's a very valuable asset on many levels.
High level of confidence and trust then from
absolutely,
most of the musicians.
Absolutely.
Which means a lot.
It means a lot.
It does. You set the stage that it's a pretty simple affair in terms of seating. These are free concerts and people show up, and they sometimes, if they're heavily attended, I guess people have to get a little snugger. Otherwise, people are spreading out. Good sound everywhere, in every direction.
It's good sound everywhere, good visuals everywhere. There's not a bad seat in the house.
No pillars in front of my view.
No pillars, no. And actually, there's a nice, it's a sloping terrain from the Zupp's parking lot and Shopping Center Drive down towards the stage area. And what's really nice is there is a sidewalk with easy street access. So there's great handicap access at this site, too. People with wheelchairs or with walkers can park their chairs up on the upper level, and they've got great seats and great sound.
Wow.
And with 1,000 people there, the house was, the area was still not full. We figure we could handle another 500 if it came to that at the current location.
Wow.
It's a wonderful setting, and with a view down towards the lake, it's just really, really nice.
And why don't we look ahead? I told you the game plan here today is, because of the limited time I have on my show, is let's talk us through the artists that are appearing through the first half, and I'll have you back in early August to talk about the second half of the lineup, although we can mention everyone who's playing. But this Friday, we've got Tommy Bentz, and I believe he's from, if I look this up right, River Falls in Wisconsin.
River Falls, Wisconsin.
Yeah,
he's from River Falls. I spent about 4 years working with the Kinnickinnick River Land Trust in River Falls. So
okay.
I got to know Tommy back in the, I guess that would have been the late, well, the in probably 2008 to 2011 period. And so we lived in Silver Bay. I was executive director of a land trust down there. I raised $6 million and protected a bunch of land, and then moved on to Duluth for a job there. But we got to know Tommy in River Falls and worked with him on a number of occasions. We did a barn dance in a Russian barn outside of River Falls on the Kinney River. And it was Gene LaFond with Scarlett Rivera on The Wild Unknown.
Yeah,
and Tommy Bentz provided all the sound equipment, and Patrick McCarthy from Duluth/McGregor did our sound. And then Tommy Bentz had a team that had a production studio, so we actually recorded a double CD, which I think you have at the station. I hope you do. If you don't, I'll get you one.
I think I might have to go back to the well for it.
It's called Live from the Kinney.
Okay.
Anyway, but that's how I got to know Tommy. And let's talk about Tommy Bentz band.
Yeah.
Tommy's a wonderful musician, and I don't know how to describe him. You could probably do a better job than I, since you've been listening to his stuff, but he loves the Beatles. He loves George, in my view, kind of a George Harrison kind of flair.
There's certainly a slide guitar thing going on. He does bottleneck and slide. Yeah.
Yep. He's just a well-known performer in the Midwest, and we're pleased to be able to have him come up. He's been wanting to come up for about 4 or 5 years, and we finally got
okay.
to the point where there was an opening.
Nelson, I know when people have to come longer distances, I don't know if he's performing solo or with a, a group?
Well, it's the Tommy Bence Band. There'll be a four-member band.
There you go. I've got your giant poster here, and the word band is very small, Tommy. You'll have
Tommy
to excuse
Bence
my myopia.
There, right?
Yeah, it does say the Tommy Bence Band. It was a tight-knit group that I caught online. We're going to play Tommy playing solo in conjunction with running this interview, and I got to tell people he really did seem to have a wonderful feel for the blues, so he might want to make your way to Silver Bay.
Yeah, he's a jazzy, bluesy, and he's a well-studied musician, I think. So he owns and runs Brick House Music, which is an extremely well-respected music and instrument store in River Falls, Wisconsin.
Wow. So, yeah. There's also a little bit of an encore story to Tommy Bence appearing locally, isn't there? Tell us about that.
So we've got a really exciting opportunity to try an experiment. Tommy will be staying. He'll be staying through Saturday, the 22nd. We've been able to work with the owners of the new Tipsy Mosquito, a wine and spirit bar in Two Harbors, who are going to host Tommy for a Rocky Wall Productions event from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Tipsy Mosquito. We're going to ask people to provide a suggested donation of $20, and if they provide nothing, that's fine. If they provide $50, that's great. But it'll be an opportunity to raise money for Rocky Wall Productions and make sure we get Tommy a little money for his second night performance. So, but that's going to be an experiment because that's like a big living room, I think, is how I would describe that place.
This Saturday, July 22nd, Saturday at the Tipsy Mosquito. I'm sorry, did you say 7 to 9 or 5,
five
to
7? 5 to 7 p.m.
Okay. Wow.
And all of these events are, if your listeners want to go, they can go to Eventbrite and look for Rocky Wall Productions, and you'll see the entire lineup of music for the Friday night series, as well as this Tipsy Mosquito show is up there as well. The events are on Facebook, too.
Well, it's a very new music venue. It'll be fun to see how this turns out, and wishing you all the best on that. First Avenue and Two Harbors would love to become a little bit of a mini music mecca, and there's some headway being made. Thank you for being part of that. The next, then we go to the third week of the season, and I'll tell you, this artist blew my socks off when I previewed her last night. That's Joyanne Parker.
Joyanne Parker is coming on the 28th of July, and we're so excited. I mean, we're excited about all of our bands, but Joyanne in particular is going to be coming out. Now, Jean LaFond is the one who connected us with Mark Lemoyne, who plays in her band, and we had a discussion late last year or early this year, I guess, and they decided they wanted to come on up, and we wanted to have them come up. So she's got, an amazing repertoire of jazz and blues and really solid rock and music, I think. So we're excited to have her come up, and I think there are 5 members in that band. It's going to be a full sound on the stage in City Center Park in Silver Bay on Friday, the 28th of July.
All I can say is I'm playing a couple of tunes from her on this Wednesday morning of this interview, Nelson, and she shows off some range, 2 completely different songs and some incredible backing musicianship, and so it doesn't really get any better than that. That's all I can say.
She's a really tight performer, and she'll be doing her regular show here. She does a separate Patsy Cline show, which I know she'll be doing that at the West Theater later this year in October for a benefit concert for another group that I'm on the board of, which is the Army Arts and Music Center. So that's a show not to miss. That's October 12th at the West Theater. But we're thrilled to have her come to town. And oddly enough, guess where she's playing Thursday night before she comes here? River Falls.
Oh,
she's
my
River
gosh.
Falls music in the park.
Everything comes around again. Yes.
Yeah, everything does come around. But I really think that's going to be a great show. She's just a kick you-know-what performer. So.
Wow. When we go to the fourth event of the season, Pert Near Sandstone, it's like they're a group that I am almost familiar with, but doggone it, we've never gotten their music in at the station, and I've only heard them on the radio, and I have one song by them that I keep going back to over and over, but they have a really solid reputation regionally. Are they really from Near Sandstone? Everyone wants to know that.
You know, that I don't know. I'll ask them when they get here. I didn't get into that when we booked them, but I did go down, David Drown and I did go down and listen to them in Duluth. We did a pre-screening tour and talk with the band members, and we're excited to have them come up. They're going to liven up the place too in a different way than Joyanne will. They're just going to get the place jumping. They've got this bluegrass that won't stop. I think they have a guy who does clogging along with the music, and they've got a little, I don't know, you call it a clogging, probably an electronic clogging board where it gets mic'd, right?
A plug into
it's a plugged-in pad of some kind. Anyway, these guys are really good, and they're really fun. I think they're going to camp out while they're up here. And again, Jerry Levine knows these gentlemen very well. So we're really thrilled that they're coming to town. And that'll be a show when people are going to want to get up and dance a little bit. And we got lots of room to dance in City Center Park. So it's going to be a lot.
That's right. Oh, and what we didn't talk about, I hate to even bring it up, Nelson, but in case there's a little moisture on the grass when they get up to dance, we may see any one of these concerts need to seek refuge.
Yeah, these shows are all-weather shows, and if the weather is inclement and our equipment or the musicians are in any way threatened by the rain and electronics, we will move the shows indoors to the reunion hall. We've used the high school auditorium as backup before as well, but that is fully under construction now with a project, so that's not available to us. So the reunion hall is the choice of location, and it's just a block away from where City Center Park is. So it's easy to redirect people there. The capacity could be, we wouldn't have been able to fit 1,000 people from the Charlie Parr show in there. So, but okay. Capacity is an issue. But just so people are aware that it's a less than desirable location for a backup show, but it'll work. We are working on getting improvements made in that hall acoustically and otherwise.
Sure.
So by next year, it should be a much better backup venue for us. But so the show will go on, rain or shine, and we encourage people to come to town and have fun in Silver Bay.
Absolutely.
There's a new pizza place open that's open till 8 o'clock, so people can grab pizza if they don't want to get stuff from the food trucks. We have a number of food trucks that are coming to all these shows in various rotations. Baptism River Barbecue, Magic's Wraps, Nacho Business, and drawing a blank on the other one right now. But there are at least four steady food trucks that are coming through. And then we've got a couple local entrepreneurs, Southern Bell's Sweets, a woman who has nothing but sweet donuts and all kinds of other stuff that she's providing to people. And then we have a new vendor coming in that's going to be providing some similar items to that.
Wow, some pop-up energy surrounding.
Pop-up energy.
This.
Yeah, and in addition to that, there are people, the Bay Area Historical Society sets up. If you don't have your Rocky Taconite yet, there are Rocky Taconites bobbleheads for sale.
I saw the photo of Charlie with his Rocky Taconite shirt, I believe.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, that was a gift from the Bay Area Historical Society in Charlie.
And, wow.
He was thrilled. So for those who don't know, Rocky Taconite is sort of a symbol of Silver Bay in honor of the fact that this is a place where, in Minnesota, we first started turning taconite to steel or to ore for production of steel. So anyway.
So I want to direct us on out of here because we're going to continue this conversation about the rest of the lineup in a few weeks. But just I want to whet people's appetite. There's some pretty impressive names for some of the folks in this part of the state.
Well, so we have Pat Donahue and the Prairie All-Stars coming up. Now, people may know that. If people ever listen to the Garrison Keillor Prairie Home Companion show, they will know that name.
Yeah, he's an alumnus. Yep.
That was the house band for that show. So Pat and his band are very excited about coming up. And then we have our local Rich Madsen and the North Stars coming down from Sparta, Minnesota. And Rich is a well-known studio producer and musician around, and he's thrilled to be coming down. And that'll be on the 18th. And then on the 25th, we have a really exciting show. Jeff Arundel, Dan Murphy, and Pat Frederick are the Scarlet Goodbye. I don't know if you've listened to these guys.
I discovered them on the internet just last week, unrelated to this, and was impressed.
So Jeff Arundel is a good friend of mine. Among other things, he's the CEO of the Minneapolis Club, go figure. Huh. But he's also got this band, and the band is Dan Murphy from Soul Asylum and Pat Frederick from the Daisy Dillman Band, both bands that will be known to your listeners, I'm sure. And then they may have a bass player and a drummer with them as well. I'm not sure about that yet. But they're going to come up, and we're going to have a great time with those guys. Jeff is thrilled to be coming up and part of this process. And then we close off the season with Eric Koskinen on September 1st.
Yes, and Eric is the real deal. I believe maybe he's crossed paths with the Iron Range. I'm not sure where Eric is from. His storytelling mentions a lot of geography.
Yes. Yeah, we're thrilled to have him. I've not met him yet. I'm very excited to be meeting him, and we're thrilled to have him coming up. And again, I think we bookended our season with Charlie Parr and then Eric Koskinen. So I think we're doing something right up here.
I think so, too. It's great talking to you, Nelson. You got lots of business to attend to. Oh, and I hear that you have a YouTube channel. Do I have that right, where we can
see some of these great things? We're getting the bugs worked out right now, but we will. Well, that was another thing to mention. I guess this year we've raised funds. I should mention we're a nonprofit.
Indeed.
we only do this because we're able to raise money from donors, so people can make donations. It's just like the radio station you're at. We accept donations to help fund this work, and I won't get into the detail on that on this call, but the YouTube channel will go up. We raised enough money this year to have Two Harbors Media professionally audio and video record all of the concerts. So they are doing 5 camera videos, what I would call PBS professional documentary, Austin City Limits style videos of our shows. And we'll be posting those up on a YouTube site soon.
Okay.
And we'll also be bringing the shows that they recorded for us, a few of them last year, as pilot tests. So hope we'll get that word out. And by the next time we chat, we'll have that information in detail for you. Okay?
Yes. I see you've turned to the pros to get things done. And it's going to be, I predict, a major outreach on behalf of all the work you do, bringing more well-deserved attention to what's going on up in Silver Bay. Thanks so much, Nelson French, for joining us today.
Hey, Leo, thanks for having us. Have a good summer and enjoy the music.
Well, I hope to see you in Silver Bay real soon.
Okay, likewise. Okay, take care.
You take care. Bye now. Nelson French, who is heading up Rocky Wall Productions. They're a nonprofit out of Silver Bay, Minnesota, bringing us 8 concerts this summer. The second in the series, this summer series, Tommy Bent's Band at Silver Bay City Center Park at 7:30 p.m. this Friday, July 21st. This is Leo for KTWH.